This is The Brief on traveling to Hawaii during Hurricane Fausto. You've seen the scary headlines, but take a breath, because you really don't need to cancel your trip. So if it isn't destroying vacations, what is this storm doing? First, let's look at the storm's path. Fausto is weakening. Monday, it had 75-mile-per-hour winds, sitting 500 miles east-northeast of Hilo. It's going to drop to a tropical storm and cruise north of the islands Tuesday into Wednesday with zero coastal warnings. It's like a loud truck driving past your house. You'll hear the wind and rain, but you dodge the direct hit. But hey, even with a blue sky, that energy hasn't vanished. It transferred straight into the water. That leads to our second takeaway. The ocean is the real story. A high surf warning is active for east-facing shores through 6 p.m. Wednesday. Expect 12 to 16-foot waves peaking Tuesday with insanely powerful currents. That's taller than a one-story building. Don't let blue skies trick you. The ocean makes the rules, not your weather app. Because the water's churning, your itinerary needs a closer look. Finally, keep the trip, but stay flexible. Flights are fine, just buffer for minor wind delays. Should you lock yourself in the hotel? No way. Hawaii has microclimates. One beach might cancel tours, while a spot 30 minutes away is calm. Check with operators, ditch those rigid plans, and have inland backups ready. To sum it all up, Hurricane Fausto isn't a reason to cancel, but it is a reason to stay flexible, watch the ocean, and listen to local lifeguards. Trade panic for a backup plan and enjoy the islands.